7. A man is driving home from work when his wife calls him on his cell phone. "Phil," she shouts in a panic, "please be careful. I just heard that some lunatic is driving the wrong way on Route 80. "You won't believe it, Doris," he replies. "It's just not one car. It's hundreds of them." In other words, sometimes there is a reason everybody's going in one way. "Yes, Mom, we hear you." 8. After weeks of rain, a town flooded and residents had to be evacuated. At one house, rescue workers found a man standing waist-deep in water. "Come on, get in the boat," the rescuer shouted. The man shouted back, "No, I have faith in God, and he will save me." Soon the floodwaters chased the man to the second floor. Luckily, though, another boat came by. "Get in the boat," the rescuers urged. "No way," the man said. "I have faith in God, and he will save me." The floodwaters continued to rise, and the man had to climb to the roof of his house. Fortunately, a rescue helicopter came by and dropped a ladder for him. The pilot shouted through a megaphone, "Grab the ladder." The man refused. "No, I have faith in God, and he will save me." But the floodwaters rose above the roof. The man was swept away and drowned. When he arrived at the pearly gates, he demanded an audience with God. "God," he said, "I was certain that you would save me, but you let me die. Why? Why did you abandon me?" God replied, "What do you mean? I sent you 2 boats and a helicopter." In other words, if you hold out for a gift tied up with a bow, you might miss the present right in front of you. 9. A guy takes his date to a dinner at a local country club. It's an unusual setup. People have to wait in separate lines for each item on the menu. As his date sits down, the guy volunteers to go get their dinner. First, he waits in the line for the roast beef. Then he waits in the line for the potatoes. Then he waits in the vegetable line, the bread line, the salad line, and the gravy line. Finally, he brings back 2 heaping plates of food. "Are you thirsty?" he asks his date. "What would you like to drink?" "A glass of punch would be nice," he says. So the guy goes to get it. He finds a line for wine, a line for beer, a line for soda, and even a line for milk. After considering all his options, he gives up and returns empty-handed. In other words, sometimes there is no punchline. No when to walk away.